Before and after photos of a 20-year-old who will likely never wake up again. Danielle Maudsley has been left in a permanent vegetative state after she was tased by Florida police last September. Footage from a police cruiser dashboard camera shows the officer firing the taser's electric probes into her back from very close range, all while she was in handcuffs. Bleeding and crying, she tries to get up. She moans her final words,
"I can't get up,"
and then goes still.
Danielle, talk to me.
Danielle.
The Florida Highway Police say the officer was trying to prevent Danielle from escaping from a police station and has cleared the officer of any wrongdoing. Experts, however, have slammed the policeman's use of the taser, saying he would have easily been able to apprehend her.
She was a few feet away from a policeman who could have easily waited, used non-lethal force, and could have easily apprehended that person that was running. We don't even know why she was running. The state, the problem is the United States is becoming more and more like a police state, and we need to put an end to this police violence every single day on our streets.
But this is not the first time U.S. police has come under fire for using the controversial weapon. Amnesty International has slammed the use of tasers by U.S. police. It says over 500 people have died in America over the past 11 years after being tasered by them. Earlier this month, an unarmed man was killed in Alabama after he was twice hit with electric shock. Despite the criticism, the U.S. continues to defend the use of the weapon, claiming that it saves lives. But with stories like those of Danielle Maudsley, it's unclear whose lives the controversial weapon actually saves.